Several Tampa City Council members expressed dismay today upon learning of the amount of money being spent on landfills in the city of Tampa. Currently, residents can take their yard waste to two sites in the city, the Manhattan Brush site in South Tampa, or the McKay Bay Transfer Station near Ybor City. The city then contracts to have that waste deposited at a third landfill operated by Hillsborough County off Falkenberg Road. But two business proprietors who spoke this morning piqued some council members' interest that perhaps the current system is flawed. Pete Fernandez is president of Pete and Ron's Tree Service in Tampa, a vegetative debris hauler.
We've offered some solutions. We have some vehicles in place that would create a good value for the city to haul this material away. But so far, we haven't found a way to, get the proper attention.
Later, Councilwoman Linda Salcena suggested to city officials that they should make a change in their system.
Earlier today, during the audience participation part, we heard from two gentlemen who are able to do this, it seems, in a more expeditious way. Larger trucks save us $10,000 a month. I hope that when we do the request for proposals, it won't be a both and, it'll be an either or, so we can analyze the best deal for the city.
But Steve Dagnalt, the city's Public Works and Utilities Administrator, said bids for a new contractor to take over transport of debris at the waste sites won't happen until next spring, causing Salcena to interrupt.
It's a cyclical thing, and we would have to certainly...
I understand that. We all are keenly, painfully aware of our budget constraints. And frankly, this is not getting a rocket to the moon. It's dealing with waste that's a known, it's a known quantity. And I just don't see that waiting till spring, I just don't see why it should take you all that long.
Please don't think that we're waiting and doing nothing in the meantime.
When it was revealed that the same contractors had been on the job since 2001, several council members appeared irked, such as Joseph Gaetano.
Mr. Chairman, we've got a bid since 2001, and we're right around the corner from 2010. I can't believe that we still are using that same bid for 8 years. It doesn't seem right. With everybody, all the trucks sitting around in all these yards, people not working, and we have some people who are willing to give us a compromise, and I think we need to listen to them.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher admitted the city's had problems with bidding out the contract in the past, calling it complicated due to truck sizes, mileage, and fuel costs. Dagnalt said the last contract was awarded for 3 years back in December of 2008, but the city has opted to reopen the bidding process early next year. City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern.
The request for information needs to specify that we got to cut out some of these steps. I mean, there's no way that it can be cheaper to have to move the same stuff twice. So I think that's it. We've got to stop doing that.
We agree.
Okay, but we've been talking about this for quite some time, since I've been around, and I don't know what could be so difficult.